At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This crowd was singing high hopes. Smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller Time Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Last pod, Jack, I opened up the pod being like, I know there's a lot to talk about, but, you know, can we just talk for a minute about how great Zach Wheeler is? And I thought it was his best outing of the season, and we talked about how good the curveball looked. And then, yeah, I mean, he one-ups it. I mean, goes the complete game instead of eight. Obviously, it was like top room going back out there. Did quick work, was 11, 12 strikeouts. First complete game for Wheeler since the Roy Halladay game, you know, the classic.
Who could forget?
You know, probably forget. Wheeler's, you know, number one, like, regular season moment as a Philly to this point. I mean, you know, what do you say? What do you say? I saw your tweet and I think you're right. It's like, I don't really know what else to say. Like, he's unbelievable. Like, that's a Hall of Famer right there. You're watching the way he's pitching. I mean, that's the best pitcher in baseball. That's, you know, I mean, that's as good as it gets. You know, it's as good as it gets. What we watch.
Get that guy a ring, dude. Get that guy a parade down Broad Street. He's hard to put into words. He is hard to put into words what he is doing right now. And he's getting better with age. And if he really retires,
it might be the best Zach Wheeler we've ever seen. Like, I was going to say that to you. I mean, how's that possible? Like, this is the best he's ever been. He's like 34 or whatever, 35. I don't know. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
You and I are two of the biggest dad guys that I know, right?
Big time.
You can't retire in 2 years. You can't. Mm-hmm. He can't retire in 2 years. He's too good. He's too good. And so I was watching the game sent on my phone because I'm in the process of signing 500 more copies of Ring the Bell. So it was a hands tired, but it's all good. It's all good because when you have that kind of masterclass and he gets to – first off, I'm glad that he gave him the opportunity for the ninth. I know the bullpen's not exactly the most locked down.
Yeah, so and there was only two runs. I think all of us, there was not one Phillies fan who was upset to see Wheeler walk back out there. Like, not one.
Well, and what? The first pitch was 98, and I said to myself,
I was hitting 97, 98 the whole ninth inning. Like, it was fine. No problem.
Remember when maybe one member of this podcast, I don't know where you were, but remember when one member of this podcast was like, a little worried about Wheeler only being in the 94-95 range. Well, he's just like living back in the 98 range like it's nothing.
Again, in the ninth inning at 100 pitches. He came out at 100 pitches. He was like, bang, let me just keep dealing.
I'll tell you what. For a series that – this is a really annoying series.
Totally. I mean, the bats just – it was like pulling freaking teeth. Like, other than Schwarber and, you know, obviously the Bohm homer and today the Stotty homer – I mean, Stott, I was ready to come on here. I was expecting Stott to get out in that spot. I was ready to come on here and be like, this guy stings. Like, when he hits the ball, it feels like the ball actually gets slower off his bat. Like, it's like automatically, like, it's not like it just died. Like, it's like dead the moment he hits it. Like, and then he does that. But yeah, other than, you know,
he's back.
It was very frustrating because Ranger and Wheeler obviously were, you know, brilliant, and those two games, you know, they get wins, but you know, frustrating. And obviously Friday was a whole different story.
Well, and if they lost the game where the only hit Wheeler allowed was a freaking Austin Hayes.
Oh, I know, dude. I'm thinking about it. So it was like through four there, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, against the Reds feels familiar. You know, I've seen this before. It also made me think, though, I was like, oh, that's got to be the most famous Phillies no-hitter of all time. And then it's like, well, you know, the Jim Bunning perfect game on Father's Day is pretty famous. And then it's like, oh, Rick Wise hit two home runs and threw a no-hitter in a game. Like, yeah. So we got some famous ones. I feel like the playoff one has to be. But anyway, Rick Wise. He had that kind of stuff today was the point. Like, he had it. You felt like, whoa, this could be special today.
The Rick Wise game.
It's like the greatest game a player's ever played, right? Like, it has to be.
Damn, wake me up when Ohtani does that. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Shohei, you loser.
Exactly right. No, but the Rick Wise game, I was actually thinking about the other day. That's like the Iron Man equivalent. Like, the Iron Man, these guys and girls, they run a full marathon. They swim 2 miles.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And they bike 100 miles.
20 years is 100. Wow, Jesus. It's got to be 100 if they run a marathon. Yeah.
A full marathon? Yeah. My father-in-law did that 2 years ago, and then my brother-in-law did it. But I'm still here. You know, yeah. We don't need to go prove anything to anyone.
There are some things that, like, not just I will never do, but like I am good for them and good for people who do it. I just can't understand ever saying to myself, I want to do that. I want to, like, put in the work that it takes to be able to do that. Sounds like just horrifying to me, props, props. I'm so impressed. I'm very impressed when people can do that.
I was very impressed sitting on the sidelines.
I love that you just compared Rick Wise, a no-hitter and two home runs in one day of baseball, to a freaking Iron Man competition.
Well, it's the fact that they got to run a marathon and bike 100 miles. That's my comp. I'm sticking with it. It's a horrible comp, actually.
But look, I feel like, to your point, like, they won 2 or 3. It felt like if Wheeler hadn't have gone the complete game today and they just win that game, like, let's say 3-2. Let's say they bring, like, Stroman or something, or Romano or whoever, and he gives up a run and they win it close. Like, we're annoyed, I think, more than happy with this series, even though they won 2-3. I think the Wheeler complete game and the dominance, you know, puts a fun stamp on it, and we're all going to be in a good mood, because that was, I mean, we don't get to see that ever again. I mean, Wheeler's the best pitcher in baseball. He hasn't thrown a complete game since 2021. He's as much of a horse as there is. Like, it just, you don't see that kind of stuff that often. So, but it was a really annoying series, and it took some, again, like, both games took late inning home runs for them to win, essentially, for them to score enough runs to back these, you know, dominant pitching performances. Now, granted, Rangers was short, and we'll get into that whole thing. But do you come out, forgetting the Wheeler part of it, like, you know, let's take Wheeler out of the equation, because, like you said, there's not much else to say. He's a freaking superstar. It was amazing, and I'm sure we'll continue to reference it throughout, because it was, again, an all-time great day for him. And, you know, he's been, and look, it just extends that June run. You know, he gave up 2 runs in June. Guess what? He's, you know, given up 1 more and gone 9 more innings with 12 strikeouts or whatever. Yeah. But the weekend as a whole, if you take the Wheeler part out of it, how, like, cause I come out of the weekend feeling so strongly that they have to go out and get a bat. Like, even if they bring up Justin Crawford, which I'm fine with, like, they need a real bat, a major league proven bat in the worst way. That is my, other than Wheeler is a god, that is my number one takeaway from the weekend. And obviously Bryce is, doesn't look great.
But yeah, yeah. I want to spend, at least 10 minutes talking about Bryce and how terrified I am about the future there. You want to talk about this, what you see right now, the smile that I'm putting on, it's strictly because of Zach Wheeler, you know, and it's really just a brave face more than anything.
That's what I'm getting to. Like Wheeler put a like a smile on something that probably,
but also,
would not have, you know,
Friday was all time annoying game. And I apologize for the
glare. It looks like you're like, the sun shining down on you. Well, it's like,
many people do say that, yeah. You know,
angelic is the word.
It's what this podcast is. It's actually pretty horrible. I feel like if Spike was watching this, I'd be getting a text about how annoyed he is by the look. I'm at
you
my
know,
parents.
You know, what, Spike, if you're watching this, what are you doing, man? Don't watch us.
No, but
you have to have something better to do, please.
I'm at my parents' house and I'm in their office and I did not factor in how annoying the sound would
well,
be.
Well, I'm in Zoe's room, if you can't tell.
Well, I can tell, yeah, because that dress that's behind you, it looks like the... Do you remember the viral debate of a purple dress?
It's got that gold dress kind of vibe to it. Yeah, totally.
That's what it looks like. So
it actually is that dress.
It is that dress. Yeah. A viral sensation, as always.
Yeah. I paid $3 million for it.
I'm sure you don't. You know that morning show money. But yeah, the Friday all-time annoying game. They could have won it. Yesterday, I felt pretty solid. I mean, it was just a
It was just annoying. Win. Yeah, if the Boehm homer helps, you know, sure, let's put it that way. But
I think they were 3-for-20, or maybe 4-for-28 with runners scoring
position. But it was a frustrating professional win. You know,
they should have kicked their ass this weekend.
The Reds are not good. Exactly. That's the main thing. The Reds are not good. That's really the main thing that should be remembered.
Yeah, and I like that we've gotten to the point. It feels like it happens a lot with the now are annoyed by a 2-or-3 series.
Win. It's been all year. I feel like it's been happening. You know, it's been like a theme.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's the who do you blame most for the win type of thing. You know.
Man, there's nothing better. There's nothing better. Are you annoyed by this win?
It's real. Yeah. It's real. Like old school Eagles WIP type stuff. Yep. I appreciate it. It's good.
Miss it.
Eagles are too good. That never happens to the Eagles anymore. Though we still do it with the Eagles, and we did during the start at least.
So yeah, I mean, it was definitely an annoying series. I guess again, where I've kind of gotten to is I don't think I need to learn anything more about this team. I think I know who this team is. I think I know that the offense needs a bat, and I think they need a real bat. I think I know that this bullpen is a problem. And then Lizardo is throwing a wrench in what should be the best rotation of our lives with Ranger and Wheeler and Sanchez. And Lizardo, you know, I think right now, I think the game is speeding up on him a little bit, you know. And so in the most, not trying to make an excuse for him, but just trying to look at him, because I thought he pitched really emotionally on Friday, which pitching emotionally can go one of two ways. I appreciate you holding in the yawn there, by the way. I can see a yawn coming. I'm just trying to break down Hazel Lizardo on Friday.
I love it. It's amazing. You're doing a great job. It's really, you know.
No, but so I thought he pitched really emotionally on Friday, and I think that can be good and it can be bad. And I think Friday was an example of it can be bad, because I thought that he was so worked up when things weren't going his way that he took himself out of the game. So, you know, that kind of concerns me from an October standpoint, where you got to be locked in and make sure you're ready to go. It also concerned me from a bullpen standpoint of like, all right, well, if we're going to put you in the bullpen and we're going to need you to get huge outs in big spots in playoff games, like you have to be able to handle those situations. So I think he let the game speed up on him, and that was pretty evident, I thought, early on. But you know, credit again, I think the one thing, even for how annoying they can be at times, I think the one thing I give this team a lot of credit for is they do battle back in games. They don't just roll over. And you know, they've done a better job of scoring late. You know, they're not just hanging on, and they're usually doing a pretty good job of adding on late, even though the middle portion of the game is usually, you know, you want to gouge your eyes out with a spoon.
Yeah, and again, they've gotten contributions from guys when Marsh had the big hit, you know, in the last game of the Padres series, and then, you know, you get the big one from Boehm the other night or last.
Schwarber's been back to being money, which is
Schwarber's just been great. I'm with you. And I think with Lazaro too. I mean, look, something that we're gonna have to monitor, and it's just gonna be something to you know, like it's possible that his arm is gonna go through periods of just being tired and being like he has pitched already more than he did last year. He's never someone who stayed healthy through a season, you know, or multiple seasons at this level. And, you know, like there's a chance that they're going to have to monitor that. And maybe he does need an IL stretch at some point to rest the arm and all that. So we'll see. All right. A couple things I want to get to from the weekend before the take bag and all that. But you mentioned it, and I don't know if I can handle 10 minutes of it, but, you know, it's not.
Just kidding.
I know you're not. I know. Yeah. But it was my way of saying it's like, man, it's not super fun to talk about. And look, I think with Bryce, obviously, is what we're saying, that, you know, we know and we said, look, expect Bryce to struggle when he comes back. He always does. He might hit a homer in that first game back, but then he'll go through a super cold stretch. It feels like every single time he is injured. And, you know, a lot of those times, not this one in particular, a lot of times it feels like he's like white hot when he gets hurt. And then he, you know, it just takes him a while to get going. And we know that the switch can flip quickly with him. Obviously, we're concerned about the power and the long-term ramifications of all this. But, I mean, he's certainly lived up to that slow start out of injury. This might be the worst one yet. He's been awful. And I think this series, the worst he's looked. Obviously, he's only been the two series, but he looked just awful this weekend. And, you know, I think he struck out like 7 out of 10 plate appearances at some time. Like, he has just been, you got the walk in that last one, which was like, yay, Bryce. And really, since he's back, it's really been like walk or a weak single. Has not been awesome so far. And also to the point of making, like, they need a bat, period. But like, that's like, they need Bryce. Like, if Bryce doesn't get back to being Bryce, like, they're in some trouble. But like, Bryce has been tough.
Yeah. Yeah. And the tough part is now, like, I watch him, and now I've gotten to the point of, like, I get nervous watching him because I've entered into protection mode with him to where I just want things to go right so he can reestablish himself and get back to being Bryce. But it just hasn't been that way this year. And, like, the at-bats today and yesterday felt pretty non-competitive. It was just like, oh, nasty slider out of the zone. No, I'm just gonna wave at it. And I don't know, man. It's really like the one thing that I'm hoping is not true, but I keep watching him and thinking if it is true, is like, are we just seeing a shell of Bryce Harper? I mean, are we just seeing a shell of a once great player that is going through injuries? And I think the injuries are now, like, could they be affecting him mentally? I don't know.
Of course they could. Especially if it's something with like that, it seems like something that's lingered and come back. Like, if I'm Bryce, like, I'd be scared. Like, it'd be something where to your point, somebody cares about these records and the history and all that stuff. Like, and I can't get this wrist to feel better. And I know that it's like impeding, if nothing else, my power. Like, yeah, like, I'm sure mentally that you, it's hard to be in the right place when that's going on, no matter how much, you know, the wrist is affecting him.
Yeah. So I feel so bummed about the Bryce situation, because I think that we could be watching injuries robbing ourselves of a great, great player. I mean, no matter what, like, what people say, Bryce was a great player for the Phillies, and hopefully he can return to being a great player for the Phillies. And like, I hope it's just early coming back from the injury kind of thing, but it's kind of been this way this entire year. You know, there hasn't been that time where he really got on that 2-week tear and raised his batting average to .285. And all of a sudden he's got 20 home runs or like 15 home runs. We just haven't seen it. And he hasn't been able to kind of get on that sustainable run. He's looked off all year. He's looked in between all year. He hasn't looked like there used to be a time when I expected Bryce to come through in big moments. And now I hope, which I hate getting into the mindset of hope because that's when I get a little defensive and I start getting like, start getting my back up a little bit. But I think that's where I've gotten to where like, if there's two outs and runners on first and second, I'm almost like, oh, just get out so Bryce doesn't come up and we got to deal with like, oh, he's not the player that he used to be. So yeah, I'm really worried about the Bryce thing. I couldn't hope anymore that he gets on a roll here, gets going. Maybe San Fran, he loves hitting in San Fran. Maybe that calms him down. But man, the way that he's going right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. Is super, super concerning. And this weekend, even with the two hits on Friday, you know, it didn't ease any concerns there.
Yeah, I'm not going to panic yet because we've seen him struggle so much coming out of injuries and all that. But to your point, it has been all season long. At no point this season has it been like, oh, we're in a Bryce run. He's gotten going. He's feeling it. And I do think that, you know, in a general sense, he is such a smart, patient, good hitter with such a great eye that if he has to learn to adjust to not have the power, that he can turn himself into a 300. I mean, you know, he's done it before. I think that he can age as a productive hitter, if you know what I mean, while not being Bryce Harper. But I think right now I don't think that this is there's the chance that this is not something that he can figure out in season. That the injury, you know what I mean? That like he's just not going to either feel good enough or comfortable enough or learn, if nothing else, you know, something you hear football players talk all about. And obviously, it's a much more, you know, a prolific thing in their sport. But a lot of guys learn to play with injuries, or injuries change how fast they are, how this, and you have to learn. You have to learn to adapt to what your body can do. I mean, we've seen it with pitchers all the time. I mean, you can't throw as hard. Guess what? You'll learn to change speeds better, learn a new pitch, all that. I mean, it's possible that Bryce is going to have to do that. It's just hard to kind of adjust on the fly. So I'm with you. It's concerning. I also, just as a separate thing, I don't know why he's hitting third and not second. I mean, it's probably because he wants to, but I mean, the way Schwarber's been against lefties, it feels like such a no-brainer to have Schwarber behind him. Like it just is strange. Like it's got to be Harper, right? That he wants mm-hmm. to be a three. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I that's what I think. and it does make me really like of all the positions or spots to go get a bat. Obviously a real cleanup hitter would be nice. I know that Bohm hit the home run yesterday, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, come on, that's great.
I do not want Alec Bohm hitting cleanup.
Think about how nice Bohm in the six hole sounds.
Yeah, I mean?
Right? Yeah. It's like, oh, clear some bases, maybe, you know, rip a little like single or a double. Yeah, buddy, like good. You can't be hitting cleanup. What is that all day?
Yeah. You take Bohmer in the 5-7 in your lineup every day of the week. Four is a stretch. Yeah. So going and getting a cleanup hitter would be great. But also going and getting someone with speed that's dynamic at the top that you can bat either leadoff or second behind Trey, either one, and then push everyone down really would lengthen this lineup out. Because, you know, I even watching today.
Duran, is that the kind of guy you're talking about there?
Well, Buck. I'm not giving up on the Buxton dream.
Well, Buxton's got pop too. Buxton could bat four for you. I know he bats lead off usually for the Twins, but he could bat four.
Yeah, and I haven't been monitoring the Duran situation as close as I probably should. But he's like batting six today.
Yeah, but he's been playing better. He had a really rough start to the season, but he's turned it on lately.
But, yeah, would still take with 100%.
Oh, yeah, and under control for a while, and he's young and all that, or young for a baseball player.
Yep. So, but getting someone dynamic at the top and then just lengthening out the lineup a little bit.
Is he another good hitter? Ideally a right-handed power bat, like that'd be awesome. But you know what? Ideally then just a right-handed bat, but you know what? Just get a friggin' bat. Just get another guy who can hit in this lineup. You know, it is the most important thing that they need, which is saying something because no one has any faith in this bullpen whatsoever.
No. Although they did piece it together yesterday.
They did. Yeah, I want to get to that. So anything else on Harper before that I get to Ranger?
No.
Okay, good.
No more thoughts on that.
It was close to 10 minutes. All right, Ranger. A lot of people made a big deal of the 80 pitches thing, or 85 pitches, whatever it was. I think it was 80 he was pulled at for Romano in the sixth. Ranger was pitching well, obviously. Look, it worked. Romano got out of it. They pieced together. Boom, it's the homer. They win the game, whatever. But, you know, and then after Topper says, well, that was the plan. You know, 85 pitches. He's pitched a lot, whatever. Which, you know, look, I'm fine with them limiting some of these guys. They have to the point we, you know, talked about many times because of how bad the bullpen is. They've had to really stretch some of these guys. I mean, look, Wheeler's gone 17 innings in his last two starts. You know, Sanchez just went 8. We've seen Ranger go 7, it feels like, every outing. So, like, I don't hate the idea of saying, all right, you know what, let's get you a little rest, breaks coming up, like kind of whatever, managing these guys. I'm fine with it. But it did seem like something that people kind of did the raised eyebrow. They're like, what's going on here? What'd you make of it?
Yeah, well, I certainly did not feel like it was going to be a win when he got pulled.
And Romano came in. I don't think anyone did. No.
4 innings out of this bullpen. Yeah. So
that spot out of Romano. I thought they were going to lose the game right there. Anyway.
And how about our known, the only podcast that might ever have believed in Tanner Banks? I mean, what a performance. What
you
a guy.
You can go back and listen. Look, these are all out there. Our pods don't go away. Go back and listen to every single pod. I guarantee you will not hear one bad word about Tanner Banks. Just glowing, positive, like that's all you'll hear. Just the most positive things you could possibly want to hear about Tanner Banks. What a and stud that guy is.
As we I do think he could probably get outs in the PSAC, but a good run for Tanner Banks. But yes, so the Ranger thing. Had this podcast been live, I would have been talking. I would have been freaking out in the first inning when I saw 84 mile an hour cutters being thrown up in there, and I was,
well, especially coming off the last start, yeah. Which was that was the talking point that the velocity was down.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, so is he just Jamie Moyer now? Is that what we're? Is that where the current Rangers?
Jamie had a successful career, my friend.
He did. So, yeah, I think the velocity is certainly one to monitor there, but he really pitched his way through it. And I thought, you know, middle of the game, the velocity got back up to 91 to 93. He touched 94, which is good. And I think it's smart. I know it's hindsight's 2020, so they won the game, and that makes it way easier to say it was smart. But, you know, you have to try to manage a guy like Ranger who has been
hurt.
It have been going through injuries. Yeah.
And also has consistently, you know, kind of not been able to make it through a full season at the pitching at the same level that he's pitched at.
And I think early in the year, they managed Sanchez. I mean, Sanchez didn't touch 90 pitches, I think, in six starts. So, you know, I think they've done this. I wonder if they do it with Wheeler. I mean, you would hate to look back in October and say, well, do we have to push him in July because our bullpen was so shoddy that we had to run him into the ground in the middle of the season? You know, maybe if they can freaking go get some real bullpen pieces, they could rest some of these starters to where that they're not grinding into the ground in, you know, heading into the postseason. So I like it on the whole. I understand, like, you have to win games to make the postseason, but I think it's a pretty sound strategy. As long as, again, they win the games. If they lose the games, everyone's going to start freaking out. They won't care. They won't care that you're doing this to manage innings. Like, we could sit here and say, ah, it's smart, but fans don't care about smart. Fans want wins. And as long as they do it and they win games, it's not going to be a problem. But I really think it's a pretty sound strategy for a group that has been, I mean, there's been what? In the last month, four games where you felt like they extended a starter when they didn't need to extend a starter because the bullpen is so average. So yeah, I'm fine with it. Rangers has not been able to manage his work or has had a lot of workload the last couple of years, but it cannot also cost them wins.
All right, I have one more question for you before the take bag. But first, shout out to Miller Lite, the Miller Lite Bar of the Week. This week's Miller Lite Bar of the Week. Out in your neck of the woods, it's the Square Bar in Westchester, where you can watch all Phillies games. The $3 Miller Lite can special. Go to squarebarwc.com. Shout out to Westchester.
Yeah, I got the Westchester Locals hat on right now. So
you are just the king of rapping Westchester. All right, last question then, the take bag. I believe 5 p.m. is the time. Not sure, but I know the All-Star game announced rosters are being announced and fully starting. Here's my question for you. Who makes it? Obviously, there'll be people who drop out, maybe somebody, but the initial announcement tonight, they're announcing the rosters. What Phillies will make it? I think we can say Zach Wheeler's a lock, and I think Schwarber's probably a lock. But
I feel pretty good about Zach Wheeler making it. Yep, that's my big take. I hope Sanchez makes it. Dude, Sanchez, Sanchez turning into a two-time All-Star after hilarious. How his career here started.
And the contract we have him at. Yeah. It's a Braves deal. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, the Braves are cooked. I don't know if you know that. Yeah. The Braves are cooked. Yeah, they use all their voodoo magic in 21.
They just got to worry about the Marlins. Just catch up to those Marlins and then go from there. So we say Wheeler and Schwarber. You agree Schwarber's a lock too, right? Like, he will be in the
All-Star. I would hope so. There's no way.
My prediction is one of the two. I actually think it's going to be Ranger who makes it and Sanchez doesn't.
I don't think we'll see.
You think it's going to be Sanchez? So. But yeah, you agree. I think it'll be three people who make it. I think it'll be Wheeler for sure, Schwarber, and I think one of the two makes it. I think both have a chance. I think Turner has a chance, but I think that's going to have to play out.
Do I have to start slandering Francisco Lindor every time I open this microphone to get Trey Turner in the All-Star game?
You do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
More than enough on Twitter, you know. I think everyone knows.
What are we talking about? Is it 256 or something? Can we relax on Francisco Lindor? I know Trey booed a ball that was right at him yesterday. He seems to have trouble with the ones that are right at him.
He can make the most acrobatic dance, you know, where it's like a choreographed play, and you know he's actually really great at throwing from off positions and stuff. Don't hit it at him. It was that old joke when it's like, oh, hit him in the worst place, the hands, you know.
It's like when Steph Curry's so wide open that he misses.
Yeah,
it.
He's almost like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that, not to compare Trey Turner's defense to Steph Curry's shooting.
No, I don't think we should do that. I think that would be not the right.
But he's been really good defensively.
He deserves some credit. I agree with you. All right.
Turner should make the All-Star game.
I agree. When you look at the shortstops in the National League, by the way, I've been thinking about a lot because the Harper Machado thing has come up again with the series and the Harper contracts we've talked a lot about. And I know Turner has a lot of years left and we're going to be lamenting it. And we have lamented it and all that. But I will say, when you look at that class of shortstops, I was thinking about a lot with Bogaerts here. I mean, imagine having Bogaerts here. Bogaerts got 280 instead of 300. He's a disaster. He's borderline unplayable for them. You know, Swanson's fine, but hasn't been a superstar or anything like that. And Correa has been hurt and had moments, but not great. Turner's actually been the best of those guys. I know that that's not a popular thing to say right now.
But I'm sick of it. Trey Turner's a good baseball player. I know he's got 100 million. He's been unbelievable this year.
He's been really good.
April 18th, he has been so. I know Schwarber exists, but he's been their best player.
Him and Schwarber.
There's always qualifiers with Trey Turner. He's a damn good, dynamic baseball player that makes this team better every single day. And he has not gone through the swoons. And even when he goes 0 for 4, it's not a dreadful 0 for 4.
No, he's been good, man.
He was the only one touching Lodolo yesterday. Who Lodolo, I mean, if there's a lock for career high in strikeouts against the Phillies,
yeah,
it's Nick Lodolo. They've never hit him. And then, like, I don't know.
I didn't mean to wind you up there. That was not the intent.
It's just like there's this whole thing about Trey. It's like, well, you know, he's great. Can we just shut up about Trey Turner? I just don't get it. He's obviously very good.
Take back.
He should be a two-time All-Star. If he's not a two-time All-Star, I'm going to be sick. Gosh. All right. Arun Escobar has been promoted to Jersey Shore.
Oh, buddy.
Come on. And this is my yearly plea. This plea is strictly for maybe 10 people that care and maybe the higher ups in the organization if they happen to listen to this podcast.
Mm.
I beg of you to tear that stadium down in Jersey Shore and build a new one. It is dreadful. It is so huge. Hitters go there and die. Like every single time they go there and all their numbers start falling apart. The stadium, I'm sure it's nice. I'm sure it's fine. But like, it's too big. It's way too big.
Tell him, Jack. Tell him.
I'm trying.
Jack the engineer jumping into the chat.
Exactly right. Just build something new.
Just build a new one, guys. I mean, go on.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I know a guy. I'll help you out. It's fine.
I don't care that he was 0-for-5 today. Dante Nora's heating up. I do want to break. Buddy. You went 3-for-3 at 2 walks yesterday. I'm pretty Noried up a little bit.
I'm excited. I've noticed that, you know, because when they first drafted him, you were, I would say, lukewarm on it. You know, you're like, okay. I feel like every time I talk to you about Dante Nori on or off the pod, which is far more
we talk all the time off
anyone that should talk probably about Dante Nori. I feel like you're like more and more into him each time I talk to you.
Yeah, listen, it's growing a little bit. It's growing a little bit.
Boss.
Yep.
Boss.
Yeah. Moniac's on fire, by the way, if you're looking for a trade deadline.
I don't want to talk about it. I love you, Mick. You're the man, dude. But I can't talk about the fact that you would have the second most homers on the Phillies. Everyone tweeted it. We saw it. Thanks. I get it. I love you, Mick. Keep doing you, but I can't think about the how much rather I'd have you than other people.
He's got a homer and a triple. I really do think I think this next like week or two, it actually might be up until the trade deadline. I don't know, but I feel like it's just so make or break for Max Kepler.
Because
I think Marsh is playing well. Marsh is playing well enough to be warranting everyday playing status. And in center field, I mean, Rojas is obviously Rojas, but Crawford's clearly knocking on the doorstep. Like he's hitting. And it's not the prettiest 330. I get it, but he's hitting 330. You know, so I don't know what you want them to do. If he continues to knock on the doorstep, and again, they released Kepler or Merrifield last year on July 12th. Now he's been more for as much as people like to compare the two. I mean, Kepler's been
better than Merrifield, yes, without a doubt. Merrifield was batting like one something. You know, at this point. I guess Kepler's kind of close to that, but Kepler's hits him exactly. Kepler's been a more productive player.
Yeah. So, but I think it is getting close to the time of like, well, what can we do here? I know you can send Rojas down if you wanted, but then you're just having another lefty up here. But I think from the standpoint of like adding another bat, maybe that's one to kind of look at with the Kepler situation. A name that we haven't talked a lot about, trade deadline wise, because now it's all we talk about, is the yearly plea for Joe Adell. At least now he's been
white. I mean, he's been one of the best hitters in baseball the last month and a half or whatever. He's been awesome.
We need the Angels. The Angels are gonna trick themselves into believing that this team can like make the playoffs or something.
Of course they will. They'll do something stupid. You know, whatever it is, it'll be them.
And they won't trade anyone.
It does seem like Dave only calls like the Angels and the Pirates and a few other teams though when he's looking for things. So
you know. I'm glad you brought up the Pirates because I know we were on the radio yesterday.
Our thing, yeah.
Oh, man. Like, and Dennis Santana, who is pitching to like a 1.5, but his walks per nine is about 6.
Is it really sick?
Yeah, it's pretty up there.
Dude, that's bad.
That
sounds like a great trade target. Great.
I'm just telling you, there is no bigger lock to come here and struggle more than Dennis Santana.
God. It's great.
Jillian might have lied to me. His walks per nine is like almost 2.
Oh, that's much better than 6. You scared
what
me.
Did
there.
He, what did he send me? Because he was texting me about it yesterday.
Maybe it's been over at Julia, fake news.
Well, that's what people have said for years. People have always been. They're finally
he's
right.
He's trying to submarine the IOP spot. That's what's happening. He's like,
sorry. So he's a 6.8 K per nine guy, which is also.
So that's not great either. Yeah.
a lot of pitch.
Not a loss, right? Yeah. At least we got a great defense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just hey, you put the ball on the ground. They'll back you up,
boy. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so Dennis Santana terrifies me. I would love Bednar. I would love.
We've long been pro Bednar on this pod.
Yep, coming after Renegade would just be phenomenal. But Joe Adell has like 19 home runs in the year. He can stand in center field. It's all we ask for. Just stand there, you know.
Seriously, yeah, for real, you know, stand there.
I would. Taylor Ward has 20 plus home runs too, but he's hitting like 205. I don't know. At least Adell has some positional versatility. I don't know.
And excited, you know, he's Taylor Ward's on the wrong side of 30, and Adell's not.
I don't think people are too fired up about the idea of adding Taylor Ward. No. Sosa continue, I was good. This is before the Stott home run, but Sosa was starting to get real consideration of just playing second base almost every day.
Yeah.
But then Stott hit the home run.
Yesterday he homered. So yeah, Sosa hit the home run. I mean, it 1-0 or tie 1-1, whatever it was yesterday.
Yeah. Tie 1-1, yeah. They got a lot of platoons. And that's, if you got, I know the 93 team lived off platoons, but I don't know.
It's not the right way to go about your business, ideally, you know.
It's pretty hard to do.
Especially when it's not like it's not like Stott or Kepler is crushing right-handed pitching. Like, it's not like, as you've pointed out, like, and he's not a platoon, but Romuto can't hit left-handed pitching. It's like, for a platoon, the way you do a platoon is like, oh, this guy mashes lefties, this guy mashes righties, boom, platoon. You know, it's like,
that's not this team.
They just platoon because they're just like, well, this guy's not good enough. He's not good enough either. Well, I guess he'll play against these guys, and he plays against this guy, and see what happens.
Dude, the lineup, I know the bullpen is so clearly not good enough either, but this lineup is so clearly not good enough.
Oh, it's just not good enough. It ain't it.
It's just, they're just not a good offense. I don't know. Yeah. They've been annoying most of the year besides like the one stretch before the Pirates series where they, so yeah. And it's also happy draft week. It is officially draft week.
Yeah.
So I guess the midweek pod.
Thursday. We'll do the pod Thursday because they got the series in San Francisco Monday through Wednesday. So we'll do the pod Thursday and as much time as you want on the draft. It's yours, buddy. It's all yours. Right. All right. You got anything else in that bag it takes?
Yeah. No. It's a joyous Sunday pod, except with the Bryce conversation.
Yeah, the Bryce conversation's tough.
Yes, it is. But Zach Wheeler is the man, and that guy deserves a parade down Broad Street.
So, pod on Thursday, 2-3 in San Francisco. They've been struggling, the Giants. Take advantage.
The Phillies never play well there. So.
No, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Hate it. Hate it so much. I hate those games. I hate how late they are. I hate everything about it. Like, I just.
Well, you're not staying up for them. You're not staying.
No, the first job, no chance. No chance. I'll stay up for the 3:45 game, though. After I come watch you pitch.
Right. You know? Right. You've never seen me pitch, right?
Like, not really. I've seen you, I've seen you throw, but I've never seen you, like, bear down, as they say. And again, like, I hate when people,
it's quite
I
hate the back, experience.
When people bring up the you pitching versus Elliott thing, and it's like, that doesn't count. You didn't have a catcher. He's throwing to, like, a backstop. Like, you can pitch without a catcher. You need a mitt. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm also in much better shape now.
And regardless, like, that just shouldn't count for anything. You're throwing to a backstop. Like, that's not pitching. That's batting practice.
He didn't do anything, but.
Well, of course not. He literally, and I think he looked like he had never picked up a bat in his life. So, yes, it's hard to hit that way.
So yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
2 or 3.
2 or 3, always, yeah.
And we'll be back Thursday, and it's good. Good.
See where Zach Wheeler's best.
Maybe Bryce will start hitting. Thank you, Zach Wheeler, for the magic that you're giving us. We are truly lucky to get to watch you play. All right, we'll be back on Thursday. He's Fritz and Seltzer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.